Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Evil I do not I live. Evil I do not I live.
Hey everybody, it's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. Happy Wednesday to you. Wonderful, wonderful Wednesday to you all. Thanks for listening to Rockin' the Suburbs, a podcast about music, co-hosted by Jim Linehan and myself, Patrick Foster. Today it's just me, and we're working on a week of episodes in a series that we like to call What Was First? What was the first release on iconic record labels around the world? And mostly we're focusing on iconic trailblazing type of labels, really, is what we're focusing on in this series. But who knows? You know, we may get around to KTEL one of these days. You never know. Might be fun. But right now, I want to thank everybody out there in the community who's gotten in touch to say they've enjoyed these, found them informative and enjoyable, said that these little bite-sized history lessons are right up their alley. So we're happy about that. And actually, this week all came about because it was our community, our listeners, that started sending in suggestions for other labels we could talk about on What Was First. And earlier this week, we had a couple suggestions, one from Stephen Routledge and one from Peter Nordgren up there in Cornucopia, Wisconsin. And today, we're going to dig into a list sent by a man named Mark Neese. He once had a problem watching too much Michigan State athletics, but hopefully he's better now. I've talked to him. Everything's fine. Thanks, Mark, so much. He sent a rich and varied list. It might just take us the rest of the week. We might pick out three from that list. Maybe we will. But it was a really good list. I want to thank you, Mark. And today we're going to start off with Merge Records. All right. Merge Records, well known as Chapel Hill, North Carolina label that home to, I don't know, when you think of Merge, what do you think of? I think of Superchunk, Mac Magan, and of course Laura are the two founders of Merge Records, and of course they were in the band Superchunk. I think of Superchunk, I think of cool North Carolina bands like Polvo. You got to think of the Arcade Fire, who made quite a splash on Merge Records. I think of all kinds of different bands. Many bands that I saw play in D.C. in the early days, they would often play up here because it was not too far of a drive and a good scene up here for bands to come up to North Carolina and vice versa. So a ton of great stuff has been released on Merge. We'll touch on a little bit of it later, but our concern today is the first release on Merge Records. Now, this is interesting, folks. This one is really interesting because so far, everything we've talked about has been an actual record. What was the first record released on X label? This is different, folks. This is not a record. This is not a piece of vinyl that was the first release on Merge Records. And guess what? It wasn't a CD either. Now, one good thing about Merge is that we have this excellent guy to walk us through this history, and I'm very thankful to have a copy of this, the book. It's a book. It's a great book called Our Noise, The Story of Merge Records, the indie label that got big and stayed small, written by John Cook with Mac and Laura. And it's a really good oral history, takes you through all kinds of things. It's got a comprehensive discography and lots of cool pictures also in the book. Now, I will tell you a personal story really quick is that Mac had many bands before Superchunk really solidified his musical output. One of those bands was called Slush Puppies, and I saw them play at DC Space back in the day with a couple of Discord bands, and man, were they fantastic. I always thought they were so great. Show totally blew me away. Mac had super long hair at the time, and he was wearing like a sort of a toque or like one of those winter caps, and he was rocking so hard that it just flew off in the middle of one of the songs, and he just kept ripping, and man, I thought that was great, and it was a really, really great show, and I always try to look out for stuff from Slush Puppies since then. An interesting sort of prologue, I guess, or prelude to this the Merge Records story is that Slush Puppies, along with a bunch of bands that were playing around in that North Carolina scene, specifically a band called Wax, W-W-A-X, a band called Egg, another band called Black Girls, who went on to make a few records, and a band called the Angels of Epistemology. They hadn't put anything out before, any of these bands, and they actually put together a box set of five 7-inch records with like a hand-screened cover. It's a little box, and I'm lucky enough to have a copy of this. It's called Evil I Do Not, To Nod I Live, which is a palindrome, I believe, and the record is, fittingly enough, released on Palindrome Productions, P.O. Box 27832, Raleigh, North Carolina. Five bands, 13 songs, 14 people. So it was a really cool idea, all these people that were kind of in this little scene together. Why not put out some stuff to document the music we've been making? And they did it in a very impressive way. I mean, I don't know if this was a money-making project or not, but five 7-inch records inside of a hand-done box set is really, really cool. And that, I think, showed the ambition that Mac and some of the folks around the scene, Laura and all them, had, you know, when they were started to play music in bands. It was like, we're serious about this. Like, we're actually going to go to the trouble and raise the money and put these records out and really, you know, make a statement about where we are and what we're going to be doing on this scene. And I think that's pretty cool. And it says a lot, I think, about the intent they had when they were going to put Merge Records together. And we can turn to this book. Excellent, excellent book. If you want to learn anything at all about Merge, man, it's all in here. It's such a good book. Can't recommend it highly enough. So what was the first release on Merge Records? You've kept us waiting long enough, Patrick. Yes, you have. The first release, Merge Records 001, was by a band called Bricks. And the title of the cassette tape was Winter Spring, all one word, Winter Spring, released on June 1st, 1989 on the Merge Records label. Don't have a copy of this, sure wish I did. It seems to be pretty limited. Doesn't seem to change hands very much on Discogs, but let me tell you the story of this using some quotes from the book here. I want to quote from Mac directly, and this is an oral history, this book, so I'm just reading the quotes that have been laid down here by John Cook. Hopefully he doesn't mind me quoting from his book. It's really an excellent piece of work. Mac says, I went back to Columbia University after my year off. During my junior year in 1988, I started Bricks with my roommate Andrew Webster and myself, recording on my 4-track in my bedroom in our apartment on 108th Street. It was tiny and overcrowded. Someone had to sleep in the living room all the time. We recorded what would become the Winter Spring cassette, Merge's first release, in that apartment. One night I was sitting in my room recording with headphones on, and I heard what sounded like a gunshot in the alley. I hit the floor. It was fucking loud. Turns out some kindly neighbor had tossed a brick through our window. That's how Bricks got our name. That's a great story. And here Andrew Webster says, we didn't really have space for a drum kit, so we played with Tupperware containers filled with rice or cranberry juice bottles that we drained and banged on sticks and whatever we could find. We eventually added Laura Cantrell and Josh Phillips. We heard that Josh was taking drum lessons, and we didn't realize that he wasn't quite far enough along to be the whole rhythm section of the band. So we added Laura as an additional percussionist. She had the great benefit of being a good singer as well, really good singer. Now, remember, this is Laura Cantrell, not Laura Balance, who's partners with Mac and Merge. This is Laura Cantrell, who's a fine country singer, DJ, and musical personality in her own right. And Mac says, I always had the impression that Laura was slumming it a bit being in Bricks. She could actually sing compared to us, and she was just more of a serious person. So I felt lucky that she agreed to come over and mess around with us goofballs and goofy songs. I guess, yeah, it was during the summer of 89, Mac and Laura, the other Laura, Laura B, not Laura C, had driven across country to Seattle, and they met the guys who had just started Sub Pop, learned a little bit about the scene that was happening out there. And then on the way back to North Carolina is basically, I guess, when the idea and the commitment to start Merge Records actually happened. And Laura says, the label was totally Mac's idea. To call it Merge was my idea. We were driving through Colorado, and I started reading road signs while I was thinking about a name for it. I actually thought it was a pretty dumb name for a long time. It's certainly better than Pronghorn Antelope, which is another thing I saw while driving on that trip. And then Mac says, everything we knew how to do, we knew from the box set. But we were also consumers of music. I read a lot of fanzines, so I knew where there was a place to take out an ad or when to send a copy for review. So definitely had a little of experience because of that. And Yeah, and so Bricks was the first release on Merge Records, and why don't we hear a little bit of the Winter Spring sessions, the Winter Spring cassette? Why don't we start with the first track? This song is called Monopoly. You know, too, folks, that the Bricks music, the actual first release on Merge, the tape, the Winter Spring cassette, is available. Well, the music is anyway, on a compilation put out by Merge called A Microphone and a Box of Dirt, released on November 16th, 1992. Merge 030, so 030 compact disc, and they also put it out on cassette, which is cool as well. And all of the tracks from the Winter Spring cassette are there. Monopoly, the opening track, which we just heard. Then there's Boiler. There's the song Winter Spring. The Sturgeon, Should Be Going Home. Strike, Drilling closes out the cassette. And you can find that all and stream it on the streamings there. Just look for A Microphone and a Box of Dirt by Bricks. Very cool stuff. Why don't we hear the title track? Okay, I like that. Winter Spring. That was very cool with the driving acoustic guitar, very clean, and the electric guitar kind of swooping in those melody lines over the top of it. Nice. Definitely showed a band that was trying to do, or at least an ambition to do maybe a little more than just, you know, get out there and rock it up in kind of a punk rock style or a indie rock slash punk rock style, whatever you want to call it. Young rock, I think, is a term they use in the book. They felt like they were just goofy kids doing their thing out there. And, It's very cool. Very, very cool stuff. And definitely some echoes of Port of Static, too, I think, when you listen to this cassette or all these songs. And this was a numbered edition of 100 copies. That's how they got the label started, which is pretty cool. Now, I will tell you, too, that the first release was Bricks. Yes, it was a cassette. And the second release on Merge Records was actually a cassette as well. It is... by the band Wax, W-W-A-X, and it was called Live/Left, and that was a cassette that came out just 1 month later on July 1st, 1989. Big summer, the summer of 1989, And also, what's really interesting is we should just take a minute to mention the first piece of vinyl that was released. And just a couple months later, a record was put out on Merge. It was Merge 003, 7-inch 45, two songs. And it was by a band called Metal Pitcher. You know, as I mentioned, Mac and Laura and all these people kind of in the Raleigh, Chapel Hill, Durham scene were all sort of doing bands all the time. And, you know, Mac had a bunch of different ones. We've already heard, you know, three or four different names. And I can go back to the book here and tell you about the evolution of this band called Metal Pitcher. This was right after they had a band called Quit Shovin'. And so Mac is quoted in the book as saying, after Quit Shovin', we had Metal Pitcher, which was me and Laura and Jeb Bishop. We practiced in Corrosion of Conformity's practice space, and we just decided we're going to exist and we're going to make a record. Why not make a record? So we recorded some songs on a four-track in a basement somewhere, and that ended up being the first Merge 7-inch. A careful workman is the best safety device. Yes, folks, so there it is. That's the first release on vinyl for Merge Records. So you have sort of two dynamics at play here. If you want to say what's the first record, technically, vinyl record, it's a Metal Pitcher. A Careful Workman is the Best Safety Device. And that's got two songs on it, Mental Picture and The Moon. So go out and find that and listen to that if you're interested in the actual first vinyl drop on Merge Records. But man, the summer and fall of 1989 were the times when all this was going down for Merge. And of course, they would go on to be, you know, kind of like the title says here on the book, the indie label that got big and stayed small, they got big. And they put out all kinds of amazing stuff. I mean, looking at the discography, really excellent discography included in the back here. Just look at some of the groups that put stuff out. Obviously, we've mentioned Polvo. We've mentioned Supertrunk. The band Honor Roll, one of my favorite bands of all time. Amazing punk band from Richmond, Virginia. Rocket from the Crypt put something out. There was a band called Pipe that was cool. Butter Glory and... that was another great band that had a connection to Honor Roll, Breadwinner as well. Archers of Loaf, remember them? Velocity Girl, the Bradford Lamb Chop put stuff out. There's a band called East River Pipe. And there's also this whole Merge connection to Flying Nun in New Zealand. They put out a bunch of records in the United States, some that were issued. Their Cake Kitchen did it. The Clean did it. David Kilgore did it. The 3Ds did it. The Mad Scene. All kinds of bands put out stuff. What else? The Magnetic Fields. Oh, yeah, by the way, a little band called The Magnetic Fields put out a little thing called 69 Love Songs on this label. That's pretty amazing. And, of course, Arcade Fire went on to be big. Spoon put out some stuff. There's even a Buzzcocks record that came out. Believe it or not, Merge 227, the Buzzcocks, March 18th, 2003. Comeback album, I believe. Destroyer, another important band. The Clientele is very cool. Camera Obscura put something out. M. Ward, She and Him. Robert Pollard put out some stuff on Merge as well. The Radar Brothers, that was a cool band. And man, just look at all the cool stuff. Richard Buckner as well. Amazing, amazing stuff. So there it is. Now we know, you and I, all the listeners, we know what the first release is. First releases on Merge Records are, and it's really Bricks. That's going to be the answer that'll get you through in Jeopardy if it's if it comes up. The Winter Spring Cassette by Bricks, June 1st, 1989, Merge Records 001. All right, why don't we play out with the song Should Be Going Home, and that is the B1, the first song on the second side of the tape. We're going to flip the tape over, rewind it, make sure it's all the way back to the beginning, and then we're going to hit play on it, and you're going to hear... the song Should Be Going Home. So thanks to Mark Neese, man. Thank you so much, buddy, for writing in with this idea. He had a really juicy list, as I said. So we're going to get to another one of those tomorrow. And hey, maybe even Friday. We'll see. See just what this list produces, how fertile his mind is, Mark Neese. But anyway, thanks very much, buddy. And thanks everybody who's been enjoying these and all those who wrote in to say so. And I've gotten some really cool emails in the last couple of days from surprising people about this series. So we'll definitely pass those on to you as well. And I want to thank you once again for taking a little time for this bite-sized musical history lesson. My name is Patrick Foster. This podcast is Rockin' the Suburbs. Please subscribe and listen every day wherever you get your fine podcasts. If you just happened in for this series, please follow along with us. We do this kind of nutty stuff all the time. And you can find us anywhere on the social media at Suburbs Pod. Well, thanks, guys. We're going to hear a little more Bricks. My name is Patrick Foster. We're rocking the Suburbs, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Much Wendy's chili. Woo.